Mr. President?
Yes.
Remember that very short message we sent to, sent off the other day about dates for me?
Yes, oh yeah.
They've come back with an answer and suggested July 28th, which from I've just been talking to Tommy about it. We think this is very good from our point of view.
Oh, that's fine.
It keeps things on ice and indicates that things are not likely to blow up before then.
I talked to David Gore yesterday, and I said that David would be interested in what a draft of which the Prime Minister might want to prepare a response to that letter that we both got.
Right.
And we'll see what they have to say. I think we ought to think about sending somebody there. I think we want to look like we've gone the last mile.
Right. Well, now, we're preparing some alternative drafts here to prepare different approaches. But one approach would be simply to ask him really to take on this question of fact that he's asserted, that national means can do it, and try to get him to put up some technicians and scientists to talk with ours about the real possibility there, pointing out that in that case there's no policy question, it's only a factual question.
Well, we might, you know, we talked in that letter about sending a special representative
right,
there. What
right.
about thinking about John McCloy to go there?
Well, that's a real possibility. Tomorrow we're going to propose that we try to use him on this NASA, the Near East disarmament problem.
I see.
But in any event, he might be able to do both.
Yeah, well, the other two that I was thinking about would be Roz Gilpatrick or John. McCloy's got some advantages because he's well and favorably known.
Sure, sure.
Right. Fine.
Well, that's a real possibility.
Okay,
right.
Good.